the fusion of nation and religion, which science, that is social science, that is anthropology, has proclaimed as both natural and therefore normal, as opposed to being supernatural or abnormal. Natural because we can find it among other primitive tribes. Normal because what the primitive tribes have created is also prescriptive, is also good for us. And therefore, out of science, out of social sciences, out of the theory of Levi-Brule and Durkheim and so on, emerges now a rational, articulate justification of the purpose of the Jewish people. Judaism is more than a religion. It is a folk religion. It is a civilization. Civilization implies that every aspect of the human experience comes under the rubric of Judaism. It is not only the religious thing that we do on Saturday morning or Friday night or a couple of times a year. It is every aspect of our being. And here Kaplan falls back on a whole traditional understanding of Jewish culture. Civilization is more inclusive, includes everything, even our secular activities, which are part of the collective, part of the group experience, can be defined as Judaism. Judaism, unlike Reform Judaism or Conservative Judaism or Neo-Orthodox Judaism, those forms of Judaism are too restrictive, are too religious, quote unquote. Civilization means a much broader category. Since Kaplan is a naturalist, as we said, he had rejected the notion of supernatural election as outdated and morally obnoxious. The notion of a chosen people, that God chose this people to lead the nations of the world, that they had a singled out existence, and this was divinely ordained. In the world that we live in, either the pre-Holocaust world or the world that soon followed, Kaplan happened to live to, I think, about the age of 103, so he lived through an enormous period of time, and he saw just about everything during this period of his long existence. But clearly, in the world that we live in, we know about national chauvinism, we know about the arrogance of nations. The notion of chosen people, chosen by God, it may have had a certain resonance and meaning in past ages. In our natural world, there is a need to replace it with a natural justification of Jewish religious peoplehood. And therefore, anthropology has dethroned the sacred, covenantal, biblical, supernatural idea of the Jewish people, and in its place, it has established a scientifically grounded theory of Jewish peoplehood or Jews as civilization. We should add also one other component, which I think is relevant in describing Kaplan here. You will recall the philosophy of Echad HaAm and cultural Zionism, which we spoke about in earlier lecture. There is no question that in addition to the anthropological theories that Kaplan absorbed, he was also a student of Echad HaAm. And in this respect, for him, as you recall, Echad HaAm had emphasized the spirit of the Jewish people. Echad HaAm had spoken about the fact that a cultural elite would make their way to Israel, to Palestine, establish their cultural center based upon ethical principles, and radiate out these principles, radiate out this cultural legacy to Jews sitting in the diaspora. That was a very powerful model, the notion of a spiritual center of Israel. Kaplan was clearly a Zionist, a very strong Zionist. But a Zionist who lived at least for most of his life, at the end of his life he made Aliyah, that is, he went to live in Israel. But for most of his life he was committed to rebuilding and restructuring American Jewish life. So for him, Echad HaAm Zionism worked perfectly. The cultural center of Israel would radiate out its influence upon the diaspora. There would be this synergy between diaspora Jewry in America and the Jews living in the land of Israel. And in both cases, they would celebrate the notion of Judaism as a civilization and reinforce and enhance this idea for all of world Jewry. We should also add, parenthetically, that one of Kaplan's great creations, some may say a monster of a creation, but nevertheless a very creative enterprise in the context of the 1920s, was the establishment of what we call fondly the JCC, or the Jewish Community Center. That is, a place where you first can pray or have a lecture, and then you can play basketball, and then you can go to a schwitz room. You know, a schwitz room is a room with where you perspire, you know, with a hot or a dry or wet air, and that's all Jewish. In other words, every aspect of Jewish life, Jewish sports as well as Jewish spirituality, they all go together. The notion that Judaism as civilization could be represented in the form of a Jewish community center where Jewish basketball would go on was something that for Kaplan was part of this creative endeavor to restructure and revitalize Jewish life.